Now, any more questions? I think the sort of, it's a very complex thing to look at this whole question, because it's not so easy that you can point at almost any one thing and say, that's wrong, get rid of it. Sometimes for your own benefit or your family's benefit, you can do it, like some family is strong enough to throw the television out. And they have an answer to that. When the children say so-and-so is watching it, they have the answer to that. They aren't bothered by that. But it isn't necessarily a question of totally abolishing certain things. It's a question of beginning to become aware so that when these movies, for example, or television programs are mentioned, you can begin to understand what kind of thing is going on. There's some things, obviously, you have to forbid your children from seeing. Or if it's some kind of a thing which is uncertain, perhaps you watch it with them and then begin to explain to them what it's all about, why there are dangerous aspects. In fact, the whole process of forming an orthodox worldview is not so that you can say, this is right, this is wrong, this kind of thing has to be thrown out, that thing has to be left. And some things you can say that, but many things are very complicated, and there's some even positive aspects of some things which are not entirely good. Therefore, the orthodox worldview means you look at them from the point of view critically to take whatever is good, if there is anything good, or and to reject what is evil. If there's something which is simply too evil, you simply throw the whole thing out. But you have an idea why you're doing it. It's not just a blind following. It's a kind of rule. Yes?